Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 5 of the Time Out Show, and welcome to 2015. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff.
Woo! And it's your boy, Marvin, back like Dipset. You heard?
Oh, they back?
Yeah, man. They was on Funk Flex freestyling last night. They about to go on tour. Everything. They just dropped a new record.
Everybody, Jules and Jim?
Yeah, Jewels, Jim's, Cameron, and Freaky Zeke.
What?
Yeah, out here. They got a new track out called Better Have My Money.
Oh, man. I
yeah,
check
Jim
that
was spazzing on the freestyle. Yo, Jim Jones was going hard.
Goonies.
Harlem. Yeah, man. 2015. We out here, man. New year, new money. New shows.
And before we get it all started, we want to give a big rest in peace to Stuart Scott.
Yeah, man. That one hurt.
Yeah.
That one hurt, man.
I remember when I first seen Stuart Scott, man, when he gave a hip-hop reference, I was like, whoa. Like, it was, like, way different. I was like, yo, this
I wish I remembered. I wish I remember the first time, but I don't. But because when he came on TV, I was, like, maybe about 6 years old or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So
six.
I don't necessarily. Yeah, don't ask my age, player. But, yeah, I don't remember exactly the first time, but I do remember, like, seeing Stuart Scott since I was a youngin', you know what I mean? And always seeing him on ESPN, and he was just wavy, son. Like, he was the original. Like, he made watching sports cool, like watching SportsCenter.
Yeah, because, like, when you seen a dope play, you wouldn't be like, I wonder what Stuart Scott gonna say.
Yeah, yeah. You just waited, like, yo, I know he's gonna go ham on this. And just the way he just approached even athletes, like when he spoke to athletes or everything, just his whole approach was just dope, man. But yeah, that one hit hard, man. But like, I'm really glad that during the ESPYs, it kind of makes you think like everybody knew it was about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because during, like, this year, they did it this year. And I'm glad they didn't wait till it's too late. You know what I mean? So, like, and a lot of people that weren't, like, huge sports fanatics or just SportsCenter or ESPN in general, like, that was able to see his story. And, you know what I'm saying, really see what type of person he is and what he did to change the game. You know what I mean? Because we on podcast, so we could talk however we want, speak with whatever influences we want. But for him to do it on TV, especially back in the early 90s, like, that was just monumental.
Yeah, because he got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
And he had to, and I mean, to stick with it, that's crazy.
Yeah, nah, he stuck with it, and he wrote, and you got to, like, shout out whoever put him on, too, like, whoever felt, whatever executives at that time felt confident enough to be like, all right, we're going to roll with it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't like taking chances. Like, we know now, we live in the super politically correct world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine, like, back then, like, it was insane. And he was coming out there with hip-hop references, dropping bars on him. Cooler than the other side of the pillow, man.
Yo, when he said that, it's, like, so real, because you know you'd be flipping that pillow back and forth. Like,
yeah. I still do it every day, every night when I'm sleeping, bro. I flip my pillow, like, 6 times at night.
He's insane.
Yeah. Like, man, you got to get that fresh side. Like, all right, boom. All right, now I can go back to sleep.
Yeah, man.
It was just that one was hard though. That one was tough. It's like it's an icon, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Somebody that we all grew up watching, like a household name, somebody we all seen since youngins. But it's like, and then especially what he did for the game, like we wouldn't have none of these commentators now if it wasn't for him.
True, true.
Cause even if you look at the way Stephen A talks, like Stephen A keep it real all the time. And he has like his urban influences. But it wouldn't be like that if it wasn't for Stuart Scott. You know what I'm saying? Like, he opened the door for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace. That one was, you know what I mean? Cancer's the worst thing, bro.
And some more crazy news that came out. This trade, man.
Yo, this trade was crazy. The Twitter broke last night when that trade dropped.
I missed the Twitter for this one.
Oh, man. Everybody was going crazy. Niggas was like, yo, imagine what happens when Josh Gordon, J.R. Smith, and Johnny Football walk into the club. I was like, yo, they standing on couches all summer.
Hey, but I don't, this trade don't even look like it's done anything to me.
What do you mean?
Like, who's getting helped in this situation?
I think the Cavs are getting helped, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And then OKC is getting helped.
Man, Russell Westbrook and Deion going to be fighting in the locker room. Who's going to get the shoot?
Yeah, they going to be letting it fly. Yo, Deion been wanting to shoot, but the thing is, it clearly he couldn't shoot because he was like sixth string. He was like the sixth option.
Yeah, but when he got in, he wouldn't even pass. You seen when LeBron had the ball, he was, give me the ball, give me the ball.
What's going to happen now, though, JR is just going to walk in the game and let it fly. LeBron don't like taking the last shot anyway, so JR about to let it fly.
Yep. It's,
but I don't
see Cleveland getting any better.
I think the Cavs got better just because, right?
But how, dude?
Say, in my opinion, JR and Deion Waiters are about the same caliber as a player right now. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't lose anything by getting rid of Deion and getting JR. And then, as of recent, the Knicks been terrible, so you haven't really been seeing, like, who's good on what, doing what. But I remember last season, and Shumpert was getting credit for his defense. And even, remember, he had got injured and everything. He came back. He's still a high flyer. He'll play defense. He'll play hard defense, which, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't have too many defenders on the Cavs. And then they got a first-round draft pick. How do you have that roster and you still got a first round draft pick out of the deal?
But J.R. Smith is streaky.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's streaky because he can be. But if you looked at J.R. back in Denver days, he wasn't streaky. You got to remember, he recently won, was it not last season, the season before, he won Sixth Man of the Year. You know what I'm saying?
But-
I think with the right people around him in the right system, I don't think he'll be as streaky. Because in New York, they got a scrub team. So it's like, yo, go dribble the ball. Either he's dribbling the ball and doing whatever he wants, or Melo's dribbling the ball doing whatever he wants. Thing is, Melo's a higher percentage shooter because Melo could create space more. Melo could bang down low. But JR is still, like, he's a high flyer. He got dribbles. You know what I mean? And I think it'll end up working out for them, to be honest. I think it's a better trade. I think the only person that lost here is the Knicks.
Yeah, I don't know.
They got
to show me.
Yeah, something. I understand dumping cap space, but the Knicks got rid of J.R. Shumpert to get a 2019 second round draft pick. One, you got to wait. You got to wait like 6 years for your draft pick, right? I'm exaggerating, but 2019 draft pick, and it's not even a first round draft pick.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand the trade.
I thought they was going to get a first round. You're going to get a second round, and it's in 2019 just to dump salary. Like, they could have traded JR by himself and got somebody, you know what I mean? Or a better draft, or a second round draft pick for JR alone. Like, I think JR could have got them a 2019 second round draft pick, just him by himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you get rid of Shumpert, too, with it. Like, dude, come on now. I don't know, man. Everybody's excited. Their salary cap's about to be open. You got Stoudemire's salary's open. They're talking about next season they're going to have like $32, $33 million in cap space.
Man, to me, this trade is that piece of meat on the buffet I pick up with the tongs, put it back and walk.
Put it back. Yeah, I really think the Cavs won and OKC. OKC got rid of three scrubs and got Deion Waiters, and then which helps them out. You know what I'm saying? It can't hurt them to have Deion Waiters.
Yeah, I think it's gonna hurt.
Coming off the bench, it's not gonna hurt them too much.
Russell Westbrook and Deion Waiters gonna fall out.
Nah, but he's gonna be playing with Reggie Jackson most of the time.
And they might trade Waiters anyway.
Yeah, they might. And then when I thought they was getting rid of Reggie Jackson during the trade, because that was the first news that came out, I was like, oh, they're kind of wilding. I don't know if I would get rid of Reggie Jackson for Deion Waiters. I mean, Reggie Jackson don't play no defense, and they don't really need him with Westbrook there, but they was able to keep him. But how did Cleveland not win out of this? They got J.R. Smith, right?
Even liability.
A liability, but the thing is, you have LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love there. They're not going to let him wild out.
All I'm saying is this trade ain't gonna help them no better to get to the playoffs.
He's gonna become the sixth man that he used to be. He's gonna come off the bench with that explosiveness.
They gotta show
me. I'm telling you, people are gonna be like, oh shit. And then you got Shumpert. Like, you just need Shumpert there for those plays. Shumpert could drive. Shumpert got a little bit of shot. You don't need him every single play. You don't need him involved. You need him to play perimeter defense and take those shots when needed, or catch that alley when needed. Imagine the fast break now, yo.
Is LeBron gonna actually play now, or are we gonna get this walk around LeBron?
He's out for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Is it, when he come back, is he gonna play, or?
He better play. He has no excuse to play, not to play. I don't know, man. He's wilding. But they got a better team now, and they got a first round draft pick for next year. So I don't see how they could go wrong with that.
Yeah, I ain't say they're going wrong. I just don't see it doing nothing. I think the teams who are the strongest are still the teams who are the strongest.
Yeah. So the Knicks got over $30 million for next season to spend.
Who are they going to spend that
besides on? Melo's $22 million next year, Jose Calderon got the next highest contract with $7.4.
Dang.
And then Tim Hardaway with 1.3, which I don't know why Calderon has a $7 million contract. I would have sent him off instead of Shumpert, to be honest.
What?
Yeah, I would have sent off Jose Calderon instead of Shumpert, to be honest. $7 million for Jose Calderon?
Well,
yeah, I would have got rid of that early.
So they're gonna get rid of Carmelo too.
What did they say? Nah. Well, you might as well.
Might as well, man. Start over.
Bro, this dude, man. This dude is just terrible. I'm tired of talking about him, man. Like, that shit is just terrible. Because my thing is, all right, you got all this cap space, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Marc Gasol is about to be a free agent. LaMarcus Aldridge. You got a couple people about to be free agents, right?
Yeah.
Is LaMarcus Aldridge really going to leave Portland and not re-sign to go play with Carmelo Anthony? What would make LaMarcus Aldridge feel that Carmelo Anthony would give him a better chance to win an NBA championship than staying with the Portland Trailblazers? Same goes for Marc Gasol. What makes people think that Marc Gasol is like, oh, let me go to New York and play with Melo because I have a better chance of winning than where I'm at?
Yeah, that's
what has he done to prove himself lately? Like, okay, LeBron could get those type of recruits because LeBron will make you feel like, hey, guys, come play with me. He's proven himself.
Yeah.
He's taking teams with no players to the finals, or a team with no players to the finals. So he's able to do that. When has Melo done anything? You feel me? Like, his best, when Melo had played the best was when he was in Denver, to be honest.
Yeah.
But the West was always tough, so he couldn't make it. But now, come on, dog. You're not doing it. You're not. LaMarcus Aldridge goes to New York. Even if him and Marc Gasol goes to New York, they're not beating these East teams. Like, the East sucks, and they're still not beating these teams to go to the finals. Like, Melo don't play defense. He runs away from the play. You got Toronto. Dudes in Toronto are playing hard. Once this Cleveland team gets together, these dudes are going to play hard. You got Washington Wizards. They play hard. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no super. I mean, John Wall's an all-star, but you don't have no, like, okay, like Melo, you're supposed to be arguably the best scorer in the game, but nobody really wants to go play with you.
Wait a minute. So did the Knicks get any players for this year in the trade?
Yeah, they got I don't even know the players' names. They got like three scrubs from OKC.
So is it safe to say they're worse than Orlando?
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
They're the worst team in the NBA.
They worse than the Sixers?
Yeah. In the rankings and everything, they're worse than the Sixers.
I know the rankings, but I'm talking about
roster-wise?
Head-to-head, if they play the game.
Yeah, they're still the worst team in the NBA. I believe it.
So what do you got the Knicks record at the end of the season? How many wins?
I mean, they got 5 wins right now out of, and they played almost 40 games. Bro, I'll be shocked if they get 15 wins. They played, we're halfway through the season. They played 37 out of 82 games, and then we got 5 wins.
Oh, my God.
Halfway through the season.
Dang, this season's flying.
Yeah, it is. All-Star weekend's in a month.
You going?
Man, listen. The way my bank account's set up, my checkings and savings. people going to be out there, though. You're going to catch people blowing that income tax check early.
But if that Mayweather fight, I'm saving just in case.
That's what I'm saving for that Mayweather fight. That's what I'm trying to do.
Because I see the report that they're closer.
Yeah, and the thing is, you're going to spend less. Well, I'm going to spend less in Vegas that weekend than I would in New York for All-Star.
Because people don't realize the hotels is cheap.
In Vegas?
Yeah, they know they're going to get you on drinking and
gambling.
Yeah, gambling.
Yeah, you're not paying much to stay out there. But the thing is, and then you're walking everywhere. The most money you're going to spend is if you go out to the club or something like that.
Or go out to eat on the strip.
Yeah. But, man, you don't got to do all that. But if you go to New York, you got to pay. You got to break bread to do anything.
Yeah.
That bitch already expensive, yo.
Dang. So, moving on. Oh, breaking news. Whoop, whoop. Breaking news. Whoop, whoop. Josh Jones Bowes defeated Cormier, UFC title, and today his drug test was caught with traces of cocaine.
He went to rehab just because.
I'm in love with the coca.
I think he just went to rehab just because.
Yeah, but PR.
PR, some with his contract. Like, yo, that joint probably happened right after the fight. He was like, turn up.
But, no, that was they took they take the piss.
They took the drug, yeah. But he did it just because he didn't look like he fought good. He fought a good fight.
But they ain't gonna take his belt or nothing like boxing.
Nah,
right?
He didn't. I hope not. Nah, man, it's UFC, man. Dana White don't give a damn.
Yeah, he probably gave it to him.
Yeah, they probably did it together. Yo, cause it was a good fight. You watched the fight.
Yeah, I watched it. It was, man, every time, they catch me every time. Like, the big hype up and the brawls before the fight, and then when they get in the fight, it's like
standoff. Yeah, but he did his thing. He dropped Buddy. He dropped DC like 4 or 5 times. Was it like 4 times, 5 times, something like that?
Yeah.
But he's not little. DC's huge, bro. He was just picking him up, just chopping him. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
You think it was that cocaine rush, though?
It might have been though.
Like, hey, he's supposed to be the golden boy, man. See, that's why you can't have no heroes, man.
Nah, he's good though, man. That's light work.
Yeah, people do cocaine every day, B.
Yeah, that shit is normal.
Did you see the pictures I was putting on Twitter?
Nah, of him?
Nah. I took my mirror and I put some baby powder on it. And I put the lines in it.
This guy.
I was sending it out on Twitter.
Let me go look at what type of nonsense you got going on.
I was like, man, that ain't nothing. People do cocaine every day.
So and you tweeted a girl. You said, come through. He said, well, if it's good enough for Jones. Yo, you're an idiot, son.
Oh, man. My boy said, I text my boy with that. He was like, man, if I thought this was true, I'd be hitting authorities and your mama right now. I'm like, man, you was no snitching, man.
Yo, speaking of stories getting put out, you read that story about Mike Tyson?
Nah.
Oh, man, son. So they released a story about Mike Tyson talking about, like, back in the days when he ran up on, they was at a dinner thing, right? So I guess he started drinking and drinking and drinking. So dude that was supposed to be watching over him, right?
Yeah.
Ended up writing a book about it. because he was like close to Mike Tyson. He was always with him. So he ended up writing a book with like a bunch of stories. So I guess that day they said they're over there. Mike Tyson's drinking Long Island iced teas. The dude was Rory Holloway, right? He was his longtime friend and manager. So they're at the restaurant drinking. He's drinking. He's like, he could tell Mike Tyson's getting faded. So he's telling the server to water down his drinks or whatever. Because he's like, yo, I see where it was going. He said, next thing you know, Mike Tyson stares across the table at Jordan. And he's like, hey, man, you think I'm stupid? I know you fucked with my bitch.
What?
And then he said Jordan looked like looked at him like he was a ghost. And Mike Tyson was like, I know you messed with her. You could tell me. Because I guess he said Jordan dated Givens before Mike Tyson even got with her. But I guess Mike Tyson was faded, so he started talking trash. So then he said Jordan looked like he was like looking like, yo, I need to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Mike Tyson's wilding, right?
Yeah.
And then he said Mike Tyson turned to Mike Dicka, because Mike Dicka was there too. He's like, man, you think somebody's scared of you? All that racist shit you be talking? And then who else was there? Yo, hold on. Let me tell you right now. I'm about to look at it right now. Yeah, so he started spazzing, right? And then I forgot who else was there. Oh, Richard Dent. He was a defensive end. He was a star defensive end at the time. So then he looks at Dent, and he goes, y'all scared of this damn white man, Richard? He ain't nobody. He gonna let him talk that way? And like basically spazzing on everybody.
Dang.
Yeah, they said he went crazy. So they was holding him down and everything. And then they said Jordan just bounced, like he couldn't get out of there fast enough. And then he talked about another story with Naomi Campbell. And he said they met at Russell Simmons' party, and Holloway was basically, you know, his job was to look over Mike Tyson every time he went out, like keep him in line. He said Mike Tyson, right when he met Naomi Campbell, they hit it off. So he's like, he was there keeping Mike Tyson out of trouble, doing his regular babysitting. And then he said he looked over and he seen Mike Tyson talking to her. He said he had to rub his eyes because he was like, basically like she was bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, she had the legs that went on for days and everything. He said he was stuck holding their drinks. And then Mike Tyson was like, yo, I got to use the bathroom. And then he said, next thing you know, he seen a Naomi Campbell follow him in the bathroom. So he's standing in front of the door telling people like, nah, the bathroom's taken. The bathroom's taken. And he's like, mad time started going by. So he got uncomfortable. And they cracked open the bathroom door like, yo, Mike, let's go. He said he seen Naomi up on the toilet with her heels and her long legs spread. The skirt hiked up and Mike Tyson was just pumping away, son. I was like, yo, but they're saying, I guess they leaked those couple of stories, basically saying the book has mad stories like that or whatever. But those were the two that I was like, yo, that's Mike Tyson's the GOAT.
Did you watch the Mike Tyson documentary?
Yeah, one that he did, the stand-up type of thing?
Nah, the one, his actual documentary on TV.
Oh, yeah, I watched that one too. But the stand-up he did about his own life was funny too.
Yeah, I seen that one. But when he's like, the night he fought, the night he fought Buster Douglas?
Yeah.
He was up all night doing cocaine?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Mike Tyson's that dude, man. And then he said Mike Tyson went to a voodoo guy, and the voodoo guy got Mike Tyson for thousands, like tens of thousands of dollars. And the dude says he's a witch doctor. So then he said one day the dude convinced Mike Tyson to go in the shower and pour milk all over himself, a bucket of milk all over himself to cleanse himself and everything. And then he said when Mike Tyson caught that case, the dude told Mike Tyson, like, yo, write down the names of all the prosecutors and lawyers on a piece of paper. And while he's in the courtroom, to crumble up the piece of paper and chew it up and swallow it. So he said you see Mike Tyson in his chair chewing on the water paper,
oh my God,
staring at all the prosecutors and everything. And then he was like, Mike Tyson still ended up getting arrested. You feel me?
Heck yeah. Yep, he crazy. He did it.
Yeah, but the book is called Taming the Beast, the Untold Story of Mike Tyson. But I didn't read the book. I kind of want to read that joint just to read all the stories. But I was like, yo, when I heard the Naomi Campbell and the Jordan one, I was like, yo, Mike Tyson's the GOAT.
Out of all the crazy stories I heard, still the craziest one to me about Mike Tyson is when he was driving down the street and what was it? A Bentley, and the oil light came on, and he just got out and left it there and said it was defective.
Yo, how about when he beat those people up in traffic? The old dude that crashed into him. I remember seeing this story when I was young. I forgot how old I was, but it was on the news. Like, yo, somebody got in a fender bender with Mike Tyson. He got out the car and beat an old dude up. Yo, Mike Tyson's the GOAT, son.
Oh man.
Yo, he's the GOAT. Man, that case ruined him, dog. Yeah. The case and the cocaine.
Yeah.
That's he. John Jones good. He going to rehab early.
He's stupid.
Look what the bright lights did to Tyson. Yo. Yeah,
we got a Flaggate.
Flaggate. Yo, that was crazy, son.
Yeah.
That joint was crazy. Yo, Dallas still won. They played better, but that was up there with the the touchdownception? Remember the what game was that? Green Bay versus Seahawks, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yo, that was up there with that. They threw the flag, called the penalty, and then picked it back up and just kept it moving like nothing happened.
Duh, I was so shocked. Like, I was like, whoa, they picked it up?
Son, Dallas fans is going ham. At least you, like, there's a few that admitted it, like, yo, we got away with that one. But there's some people that was in denial, like, yo, like, come on, son, where they do that at? Like, you never seen that before. Like, they threw the flag, called it out, and then it was like, nah, we changed our mind. It was like, they called through the mic. Jerry Jones was like, yo, man, remember that check I gave you?
Yo, I was trolling so hard, but man, I still was in shock. I was even in more shock when the last drive, when the O-line was holding on every play because they couldn't stop them boys.
Yo.
And they was throwing flags on Detroit on every, like, on every third down. Like,
third down, fourth down. Today, they actually came out. Because the thing is, my thing is, NFL's so stupid, bro. First, that one was obvious, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the head of refs comes out and says Hitchens should have been flagged on a defensive holding, right? Because it wasn't pass interference. He held them before he even got out that far. Like, you see the holding, and then he got out and turned around, and that's when they bumped into each other, right?
Uh-huh.
Then today, Adam Schefter posted it. He's like, NFL admitted to the Lions today that the officials missed a holding call on Sue on the fourth down conversion that Romo passed it to Witten. With 6 minutes left in the game. Like, that was one of the big plays, too. Like, that play right there was a play. It was fourth down. You know what I'm saying? They went for it and got the conversion, like, Witten over the middle. And you could clearly see Sue was being held around his neck. And they came out today. Like, if they would have called that play, it would have been fourth and 16. Dallas would have had to punt the ball. Damn. But I'm like, why are you coming out now and saying it? Like, you guys already messed up. Just let it go.
And then it was like crazy because in the first half, there was a clear hold on.
The last one they called on Lions was really a hold when he tripped up dude.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, he tripped him up and they called holding. But it was just at that point, it just looked bad because they was calling the whole game. So it was like, damn, dog, you couldn't let him get away with that one.
And then on the second, there was the second touchdown that the Lions had. Yeah. They was holding one of the Dallas players under the shoulder pads when Oh Boy went in the end zone. I'm like, dog, you were standing right there. You didn't call that?
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But the one at the end, I actually expected I thought they was going to get a makeup call for that pass interference one. I was like, all right, they're due for a makeup call. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But what made that pass interference – what made him picking up the flag even worse was that shanked punt.
Yeah.
Make it even worse. Like, that's what really cost them the game. Like, after that, if they would have punted it regular, like a good punt, then you'd be like, all right, the game could turn out every way. But this dude, you might as well go for it if your kicker gonna punt it 10 yards.
And then I thought they were gonna go for it. That's why when they picked up the flag, I was like, it don't matter. It's 4th and 1. Joique Bell, he gonna.
I was just upset. I was just upset at that, like at the flag. Like I had picked. I do a pick'em league with my boys, and I had picked Dallas to win anyways. Uh-huh. I was just upset at how blatant like the refs are messing up. Like it's the playoffs, dog. You don't mess up. Like, come on, dog. If you do one bad call, throw it back the other way. And whatever, but when you do it like that blatantly, and then the other one on the 4th down holding, like that's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? In the playoffs, you don't want to do it that crazy. But the thing is, Dallas was actually going for it on 4th down. Detroit wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was it. The one where they stopped DeMarco Murray at the 1-yard line, and he went back for it. Like,
shout out to my homeboy CJ Bosley, number 99, who stopped him on that 3rd.
That was your boy, right?
Yeah, he was out there balling.
Yo, Sue was balling.
Yeah,
son.
Sue was beasting too.
Son, this dude's just getting sacks and he's just pushing through people. I'm like, yo, that dude is scary. So I wonder where he's gonna go this year.
And he was supposed to be in the game anyway.
Yeah, for walking on Aaron Rodgers. That's probably why they just like, nah, you know what? Like, we already gave the Lions one pass. Because that was a pass that they gave the Lions.
Yeah, that was a major pass.
But I wonder where he was going to go. They said there's a bunch of teams already ready to throw the bank at him.
Dang. You know it's going to be a sorry team, though, because only sorry teams got the bank.
Yeah. Nah, we got the bank. The Patriots got the bank. But we need a receiver. We don't need – I mean, nah, we got Chandler Jones. We good. We just need a receiver. We still got Will Fork. We still got dudes over there. But we need a receiver. We need a deep threat receiver.
You know who's going to be available?
Dez
Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I think that's more than likely who we're gonna get. Like, I think Demaryius Thomas and Dez is available too, but I think more than likely the Broncos shouldn't be letting Demaryius go anywhere, and the Cowboys shouldn't be letting Dez go anywhere.
I think we're gonna get Fitzgerald for the other side.
You think so?
We're gonna grab Fitzgerald and AP.
Oh, now you're just dreaming, bro. First, y'all got to decide who y'all going to give the max contract to, Dez or DeMarco.
We're going to work that out. We're going to work that out.
Because this dude, Jerry Jones, still mad about the Roc Nation thing. That's why I doubt we're going to get Dez, because Roc Nation, boy, they don't play. Robert Kraft don't believe in paying them people that type of money. Because if you got Tom Brady, the reason he won't give people that type of money because Tom Brady keeps doing his restructuring.
That's why I think y'all can get Fitzgerald, because he's a veteran.
Yeah,
he wants to win.
Yeah, he won't want that. He'll go for a team for a little less money if he knows he can win.
Yeah, because he about that action right now. He wants.
See, Antonio Holmes robbed him of his only Super Bowl chance.
Oh, man, I wanted them to win that game so bad, man. Dang. Because that didn't, like, somebody die?
Oh, was it Hines Ward that caught it or Santonio? Who caught that last?
I think it was Santonio.
It might have been. It might have been. That last.
Didn't Fitzgerald's mom just die or something? Or dad?
Something like that. I know something was going on, and they were showing his story, how he was just a walk-on and everything.
Yeah, it was his mom.
Yeah, he was, like, washing towels or something, and he ended up making the team.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, but he fell off big time, yo.
Dude, look at the quarterbacks he got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people expect them, like, you couldn't expect them to go too much farther. Like, you're playing with, like, a 6th-string quarterback.
Yeah.
How far do you expect it? You can't expect a team to go to the Super Bowl with a 6th-string quarterback. It's just not happening. They had bad luck with quarterbacks this year, though.
Yeah.
Terrible luck. Yo, how about your boy Chris Christie over there with Jerry Jones? What the hell was going on, yo?
You see him didn't give
jumping him, around like a maniac, like somebody was giving out free burgers.
He wall slid his high five. We ain't cool.
Yo, oh, he was jumping around. They said the lawmakers may investigate how he over his free Cowboys tickets.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they think something's going on over there. Bro, like, how you end up all the way in Dallas? What you got going on?
Dog, they got bread, man.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't trust that dude. Nobody trusts him. son. That, yo, he was jumping around, though, like he won the Super Bowl.
You see people hating on him on Twitter. They've shown him with all the teams.
Who, Chris Christie?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, they showed him on a podium with, where he from?
Jersey.
Dang, who was he up there on there with?
Probably the Giants.
Yeah, they were showing him up there with different teams when they won. And, like, he just a bandwagoner or something. Oh, I was cracking up. It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This shit is
hilarious. This week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Ravens been talking so much trash about the Patriots, boy. I can't wait.
What, in the news?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so stupid.
They talking about, oh, because, you know, the past, like, they've been real competitive with us, like, in the AFC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, we beat them plenty of times in the past. Like, man, listen, bro. Y'all don't have the same team. And they said their coach be showing, they said they be showing them videos of Darrell Revis on how to play as a corner. The DBs, they show their DBs video of Darrell Revis as coaching. But Brady was just saying, Brady was like, listen, man, that's not the same team. There was like, he said, Ray Lewis ain't coming out there to play.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's going to be so good, bro. And
they're not even that good, dogs. Like, whoever we put Revis on is getting shut down. Like, you put him on Steve Smith, Steve Smith ain't doing nothing, yo. Flacco said he's not scared of Revis Island. He's still throwing it to wherever he's.
Yeah, let's get him, Flacco.
Yeah, all right. Flacco gonna learn on Saturday.
What if y'all go down, dog?
Nah, man. Not to the Ravens.
You know what? I'm a bet on y'all, but I want y'all to lose so bad.
Why would you even do that? Bro, I didn't expect Pittsburgh to lose to them. But
dog, I didn't either.
I guess Le'Veon Bell made that much of a difference.
And Flacco was balling. If y'all get that same Smith. Flacco, y'all in trouble, bro.
No, but that's because Steve Smith was just running around. It was letting Steve Smith get open.
Y'all secondary ain't that stout.
Revis is.
Yeah, but there's two sides, bro.
Yeah, and then all Brown got to do is hit Torrey Smith a couple times, and that's it.
Steve Smith going to bully Revis.
You crazy.
He a bully with the box.
Browner, as long as they're going to target whoever Arrington is playing on.
Yeah.
But our pass rush, thank God. But we had time to rest, too. Edelman's back. We had time to rest. We good, man. But that Green Bay-Dallas game going to be that fire, though.
It's going to be 20 degrees, man.
And Lambeau, that's going to be that fire.
Oh, man.
Hey, because Aaron Rodgers ain't no Stafford now.
Man, it's either going to be... It can get bad, man.
Because it's either y'all going to win by a little bit or they're going to win by a lot.
Yep, that's what I think.
Because if you let Jordy Nelson get out there... Because the thing is, Megatron has been playing like that crazy lately. And they only really have Megatron and Golden Tate with those little... You know what I'm saying? Like, as a slot receiver. But Golden Tate's good with the yards after the catch. But you got Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, bro.
If Dallas don't turn the ball over, it'll be a game. Because
the line will be tired too, bro.
Because Green Bay defense is trash money. Yeah,
their defense is garbage.
So it's either going to be a shootout or
defensive be tired.
Why?
Because they had to deal with Lions last week, and then you got to go deal with Clay Matthews this week.
I don't buy into that. Because they have a whole week rest. Like, that game ain't got nothing to do with
it. I don't know, man.
Hey, my boy did say, he was like, yo, man, that Dallas O-line was cake. We was cutting through them like cake.
Yeah.
That's
because they was beast, though.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it's only two teams.
No regular defensive line.
I said, it's only two teams that did that, you and the Redskins. Nobody else could do that.
I mean, could is different than did, because the Texans, J.J. Watt could do it to anybody.
No, but he didn't.
Yeah. J.J. Watt is that dude.
Yeah.
Back to MVP. Who's going to get MVP? They're going, everybody riding for that Romo MVP hard right now. But I think if it goes to anybody in Dallas, it should be DeMarco, son.
Yeah, because, I mean, he put the team on his
back. He broke the franchise records, huh? And he put, yeah, like you say, he put the team on his back. Like, if he wasn't running like that, Romo, they would not be giving Romo that type of respect that they give him. because that boy could run, dog. But it's offensive line, too. But even beginning of season, though, after the first few games, DeMarco bought everybody. What did he buy? Everybody on the team? Laptop or IMAX or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so Romo wasn't doing that. Romo's like, yo, y'all been letting me get killed for a minute.
He's stupid.
Bengals lost again.
Oh, man. Again.
I knew they wasn't going to win, though.
Poor Andy.
Yo, Andy garbage. But they needed AJ. Like, once you don't have AJ, I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, they was set up for failure. But even if they had AJ, I don't think they was getting by the Colts at home.
I think it would have made a difference. There was a lot of plays where he's, like, passing it downfield and dudes can't catch it. Or he's just passing into coverage because dudes can't get open enough. You got AJ's going to get open.
Yeah.
Especially the Colts don't have the best secondary.
No, they don't. But so, you think they're going to get blown out in Denver or?
The Colts?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't know. What I seen from Andrew Luck last week, Andrew Luck was playing like the Andrew Luck from midseason. Because Andrew Luck fell off. Like, he was gradually getting worse throughout the season, but he did his thing last week. That last touchdown play when he was getting tackled, he was falling down on his face and just touchdown pass. I was like, yo. Like Andrew Luck and T.Y. was out there just.
That first half, T.Y. was dropping everything.
Yeah, but the second half he came through because the last few games of the regular season he didn't do much, but he came back with a vengeance that second half, boy. I was like, yo, T.Y. balling. But they don't got enough to beat Denver. This will be New England and Denver in the AFC Championship. I don't even know who's going to go to the NFC Championship, to be honest.
Man, you
it's going to be Seattle against whoever wins out of Green Bay and Dallas.
Hey, man, you better slow down, dog. I think the Ravens got something to say about what you just said.
You don't even believe that.
Oh, I actually do, man.
You think so? You think the Ravens, honestly, you think the Ravens can beat the Patriots?
Dog, they might just be that team. There's always that one team every year to shock the world, Craig.
And it was the Panthers.
Nah, they gonna go. Oh, no, man.
It was the Panthers.
All right, if you're so confident, come out to the sports bar, brother.
Nah, I watched it. I watched it in the crib. Nah, you know, it's not even about the environment.
Uh-huh.
But, like, shit could get real if I'm out watching a game. People talk crazy, but it's not even that. Like, when my team's playing, I like to watch every single play. And when I'm out somewhere, it's like too many distractions and. You know what I mean? Like, you don't watch every single play. Like, I like to watch everything, you know what I'm saying, when my team's playing. Like, I can go watch other teams and enjoy the game and look away here and there, have a conversation. But when I'm watching my Patriots, though, I like to focus. Focus, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man.
All right.
Yo, you heard about the Rams owner?
Man, what is he doing, man?
He's tripping. That's what he's doing. This dude said, I'm building. He already bought the land. I guess he had bought the land like a year ago or a year and a half ago. So he got the land. He said he's going to build a stadium, an 80,000 person football stadium in Inglewood with another, like, I forgot how many people, how many thousands of people, but like a performance arts or performing stadium right next to it, something like that. Like, it's supposed to be like a huge complex with like mad things over there. This dude gonna say he don't care what the NFL says. He's moving the Rams to LA.
What?
Yeah. He said he doesn't care. He's moving the Rams to LA.
Dang.
Which I don't believe because I don't know, man. Maybe all the owners have to vote. I think that's how it works. Like all the owners would have to vote if they agree. But it could work. But that just sucks for St. Louis.
I know, man.
Like, man. They don't have a terrible team over there. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a terrible team. You're just going to pack them up and move. Like, move the Jaguars or something like that.
Man, he better not move out of the STL, man.
Nah, you can't do that, man. Especially, it's like a sports city, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they support their sports teams over there. Move the Jaguars because they get, like, three people in their stadium.
That's dirty.
Yeah, because I remember the Bills, they was going to move the Bills, but once they sold it, the new owner said he ain't moving nowhere. Mm. They've been trying to get a football team to LA again.
Yeah.
the Raiders could move, but that's just going to cause a whole nother issue. Because the Raiders are trash, boy. L.A. got that money market. They got two NBA teams. They're about to get their second MLS team. They need a football team.
Yo, if they get the Rams, I'm moving to L.A., dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm about to apply to work for the Rams right now before they move. Like, yo, I want out.
Heck nah.
Yeah.
What we got?
Yo, Hall of Famer today, Pedro Martinez, first ballot. One of the greatest ever. He got 91.1% of votes. Shout out to him. That's nothing but love over there, baby.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. New year, new shit. Yo, Golden State. I was watching Golden State game last night.
Ooh.
Chef Curry, what?
Dog.
Yo.
I knew he was cold, but he showed some things last night.
Yo. Yeah, he was out there, dog.
How do you go back through the legs and mid-dribble?
Back through the legs, came back around.
With the same hand. You know how hard that is?
Yeah, he came down and boom, came around. And then, yo, it was the whole team. And then he had the layup on like three people.
Oh, my God. Did you see when he cut through, went behind his back, switched around, went, dished it off, but dude got blocked?
Yeah.
Dog.
And then, yo, Iguodala was dunking on people. They had throwing alleys up to Klay Thompson dunking. Oh, man, they was just out there showing up.
And they don't even got Bogut yet, huh?
Nah.
Wow.
They bought, yo. Them boys are nasty, son.
I wish they would have got
Deion. They can't play
Deion
much
Waiters.
Defense, but they nasty.
They improved their defense a lot, though.
Yeah, they're improving, but still.
Because I remember when they didn't play defense at all.
Yeah. They was like trying to score 130 a night.
Yeah. Even the coach is like, we just got to score more to win.
Yeah. Like, what kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that?
Man, let's get this flag on the play.
Yo, you going to pick it back up or what?
Pick it. You stupid. I was like, oh. The flag is all, despite everything that went on, the flag's on line offense for only scoring 6 points in the second half with three turnovers with eight possessions.
Yeah, so pick the flag back up.
Okay.
Yeah, they did that terrible, but the score shows otherwise, man.
It shows that they didn't score no more points.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, y'all should have won by more if they did that terrible in the second half.
Yeah, but we did a bunch of bull, too, a couple of it. And we benching the football fans that don't even go for the Lions is crying. They doing more crying than the fans. And I don't understand
I was heated. I was heated, though. I'm not even going to front.
I was heated.
Because if it happens any other time of the season, I'll laugh it off. But not in the playoffs, man.
Man, I won 400 on that. I was so happy. I was like, yes. I'm
winning some bread. Yeah, man. But that was... Yeah, that was the biggest news of the week, though. That flag was the biggest news of the week. The biggest news of the week was Stuart Scott. But that flag was, you know, that was just up there, man. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we getting ready for this week. What's your picks this week, man?
All right. This week, I'm going to take the Ravens.
Like, honestly, really feel the Ravens are going to beat the New England Patriots.
That's my upset pick of the week.
Patriots favored by 7.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens. And Denver and Seattle in a game that's not going to be watchable after halftime. It's going to be
I think that defense is going to take Cam Newton up through there.
Yeah. And then I think, man, Green Bay going to win, man.
You think so?
Yeah, all the hoopla with the flag and getting here and all this, it's just going to... I think the road's coming to an end.
You know what it is, man? Green Bay just has more. They have more. Like,
they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. They have Aaron Rodgers. They have two wide receivers that are, you know what I'm saying, that can move the ball. They have a running back that can move the ball.
And it's 20 degrees.
Yeah. And it's cold as hell. You're in their home. Mm-hmm. And then you got psycho-ass Clay Matthews. Yeah, I hope it's a good game, though, man. To me, that's game of the week. Well, yeah. Between that, Sunday's games are better than Saturday's games. New England-Baltimore might be a wash. And Carolina.
What you mean a wash?
Bro, they don't stand a chance.
Oh, my God, Terrell dude.
Suggs is a beast, right? Who the hell in their secondary is going to play against these dudes? Who's going to go out there and stop Gronk? Who's going to go out there and stop Edelman?
You know what's going to stop that? That defense is going to be on Tom Brady's ass.
Nah, man. I don't see it.
He's going to be flustered.
Nah.
They coming for his head.
I know that. They always do, though. Ravens always play the Patriots like mad hard. They're like the Jets. Like, they play the Patriots mad hard. But Brady has played against Suggs mad times. And Suggs is a beast. You feel me? Suggs is an animal. He's a monster out there. But, dog, it's just not happening. You know, the Patriots are actually undefeated against the Ravens when Suggs is healthy.
What's that record like?
Well, in the regular season, 5-0.
Oh, so you know what that means, streaks. When you brought up that streak,
Brady has, you know, it's going to be. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't think Flacco is good enough to get them passes, to get them completions on Revis Island, to be honest with you. All
right.
And that's just me. Like, matchup-wise, like, our defense is way better than theirs. Our offense is way better than theirs.
Okay.
That's just me. So, that's for that game. That's my pick for that game. And then that Saturday is us against the Ravens and then Seattle against Panthers. I think Seattle wins by at least 14 points. Mm. Like, Carolina did their thing last week, but they did their thing against a team that had 78 offensive yards the whole game. Come on, son. Russell Wilson going to be running around on that garbage-ass defense. And they going to – how many – I say Cam Newton throw two interceptions.
Two?
I say he throws two interceptions.
Yeah, I can see that. But that defense stepped up, man. They ain't sorry no more. The last three games, two games, three.
Yeah, but you're going to have – dog, Russell Wilson's been running around like a maniac. That's the only thing, dog, that I'd rather face a team like Green Bay because you know what you're looking for. Russell Wilson has been running around all year, dog. Mm. Like, he's just been running around for no, like, he's the best running quarterback in the league.
Well, you know what the far side said, can't keep running away.
Yo, he has almost 1,000 rush yards this season.
All right.
That's crazy, though. That's a lot.
I mean, you know why, though.
Because they don't got no damn wide receivers.
Yeah, so that defense going to be on his ass.
You got to contain. But I still think they're going, you know what I mean, do their thing. Denver against Indy. I hope Indy wins, but I think Denver is going to pull it off. Just in general, like, they're going to put a keep to leave on T.Y. Hilton, even though I don't think he's going to stop him every down. He's going to contain him for the most part. Uh-huh. And they just – but Peyton got to get it together, man.
Yeah.
But they had a couple weeks to practice, so he should be better off because they've been running too much. Like, the second half of the season, all they did was run. Julius Thomas probably a little bit healthier. Yeah, I think they're going to be Indy. And then, like I said, for Dallas Green Bay, either Dallas wins by less than a touchdown or Green Bay wins by 10 or more points.
Ooh.
That's how I see it. It could swing both ways, but either Dallas wins by a little bit or Green Bay wins by a lot.
No doubt. All right.
Yeah.
Number one draft pick?
For mine this week, man, I got to give it to Celebrity. I gotta give it to Rihanna.
Oh, come on, man.
Boo. Nah, I have to, man. You didn't see that, you didn't see the Puma ad she did?
Man, you've already seen her naked.
It's just as good every time.
Man, that forehead is bigger every time.
It's a bigger target. Nah, that was cool. But yeah, man. Yo, you didn't see the Puma ad?
No, I don't want to see. I'm not interested.
Oh, come on, bro. Yo, tough.
I'm just sad.
She's the brand ambassador for Puma now.
I'll never buy another Puma product in my life.
Nah, I'm going to post this ad. She killed it, boy. Yeah, she killed it. But yeah, man, that's the end of the first episode for 2015. We hope y'all enjoyed it. We hope y'all keep coming back. And make sure you start the year off right, man. Write down your goals. You know what I'm saying? Write down your goals for the year. We're going to achieve them. We're going to get this show popping. Help spread the word. We got plenty more big things to come. Follow us at The Timeout Show. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. That's Facebook. Follow me at Marv_LS. That's Twitter. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. All that.
Hey, man, Snapchat is hard.
What you mean?
I don't get it.
You got to get them hoes.
Hey, you never post anything.
Who? You. I know, because I just send, like, I send pictures and videos to females back and forth. I don't post it for the world. I post stuff here and there. You know what I'm saying? If we have events at work, like if I'm at an Orlando City event or like a soccer game or if we're doing like a press conference and stuff like that, I'll post it on my Snapchat. But other than that, it's just back and forth privately to females.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get females on your Snapchat.
And then you can't like...
From your contact list.
There's no search database.
What are you trying to do search database where?
Like, okay.
You know their Snapchat name. Or you could add from your contacts.
I don't want the people already know.
What you trying? Oh, no, you trying to trick too heavy.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, Facebook, you can search people. Oh, she look good. Instagram, you go to. No.
You have to have their name.
Yeah, man, it's whack.
What do you mean? But that means you already have to have communication with that person.
Exactly.
You could like if somebody posts it on their Twitter or anything, you could add them and follow their stories on Snapchat, and they might not even be following yours, but you never know. And like it's just dope, man. All
right. Well, don't follow me on Snapchat. Hit me at Emerge City on Twitter and Instagram.
He said, "Don't follow me on Snapchat."
That's. Yeah, man. It's just like that, man. Straight up 2015.
And we back like Dipset.
Dip.
Hey.
You know, tomorrow all my boys are going to be like, "Yo, man, I saw you at the ESPYs with Peyton Manning, Money Mayweather, and KD." I'm going to be like, "Yeah, whatever. Jack Bauer saved the world, and he introduced me." 24 is my favorite TV show of all time, so Kiefer Sutherland, thank you very much. I am very honored. Every day I am reminded that our life's journey is really about the people who touch us. When I first heard that I was going to be honored with this reward, the very first thing that I did was I was speechless, briefly. I've presented this award before. I mean, I've watched in awe as Kay Yao and Eric LeGrand and all these other great people grace this stage. And although intellectually I get it, I'm a public figure, I have a public job, I'm battling cancer, hopefully I'm inspiring. At my gut level, I really didn't think that I belong with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. Coach Valvano didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us. And that's to build the V Foundation. And let me tell you, man, it works. I'm talking tangible benefits. You saw me in that clinical trial. Now, here's the thing about that. Coach Valvano's words 21 years ago, helping me and thousands of people like me right now, direct benefits. That's why all of this, why we're here tonight, that's why it's so important. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. So live. Live. Fight like hell. And when you get too tired to fight, then lay down and rest and let somebody else fight for you. That's also very, very important. I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. I got thousands of people on Twitter and on the streets who encourage me. I got these amazingly wonderful people at ESPN. I got corporate executives, my bosses, this is true, who will text message me. And they'll say, hey, heard you had chemotherapy today. You want me to stop by on the way home from work and pick you up something to eat and bring it to you? Seriously? Who does that? Whose boss does that? My bosses do that. But even with all that, the fight is still much more difficult than I even realized. What you didn't see in the piece is what's gone on probably the last 10 days. I just got out of the hospital this past Friday. 7-day stay. Man, I crashed. I had liver complications. I had kidney failure. I had 4 surgeries in a span of 7 days. I had tubes and wires running in and out of every part of my body. And guys, when I say every part of my body, every part of my body. As of Sunday, I didn't even know if I'd make it here. I couldn't fight. But doctors and nurses could. The people that I love, my friends and family, they could fight. My girlfriend, who slept on a very uncomfortable hospital cot by my side every night, she could fight. The people that I love did last week what they always do. They visited, they talked to me, they listened to me, they sat silent sometimes. They loved me. And that's another one of the components of the V Foundation. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support. I called my big sister Susan a few days ago. Why? I needed to cry. It was that simple. And I know that I can call her. I can call my other sister Cynthia, my brother Stephen, my mom and dad, and I can just cry. And those things are very important. I have one more necessity. Yeah, it's really two. Two very vibrant, intelligent, beautiful young ladies. The best thing I have ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad to Taylor and Sydney. It's true. I can't ever give up because I can't leave my daughters. Yes, sometimes I embarrass them. Sometimes they think I'm a tyrant. That's a direct quote. There is an adjective that describes tyrant too, but I'm not going to go there. But Taylor and Sydney, I love you guys more than I will ever be able to express. You two are my heartbeat. I am standing on this stage here tonight because of you.
My oldest daughter, Taylor, I wanted her to be here, but college sophomore, summer school, second semester, starting this week. Baby girl, I love you, but you go do you. You go do that. My littlest angel is here. My 14-year-old. Sydney, come up here and give Dad a hug because I need one. I want to say thank you, ESPN. Thank you, ESPYs. Thank all of you. Have a great rest of your night and have a great rest of your life.